Wonderful people, hope everyone is doing well. Welcome back to another hypnotic session. This session is going to be focused around positivity and how to keep yourself positive, how to stay positive, and how to realize that using positivity and having positivity is a choice, because it really is just that. It's a choice. It's something that we take for granted, or we see in other people and we don't quite understand if we don't have it. But it's just like working out. It's just like gaining your fitness. The more positive you are, the stronger your positivity gets, just like when we're working out, as I've already said. And it all comes down to also just like nutrition. It depends on what we put into ourselves and what we choose to absorb, as opposed to what we push away. And so, especially in this day and age and this current time, a lot of people seem to be focusing on the negative out there, the negative of what the media is showing, whether it be the news, the radio, Facebook, social media, and so on and so forth. So if you take that time and you really make a choice that no, you're going to find that positive, it will always be there. Now, it won't be easy. And sometimes that positive could be as simple as, well, I lived through that, or it's taught me patience. But there will always be a positive there if you choose to see it and if you choose to find it. And again, that key word there is choice. So as always, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to find a nice, comfortable position, either seated or laying. Make sure you're not operating any machinery or driving or anything like that, and take a moment for yourself and enjoy, and just follow my voice through as we go through this session now. If you haven't done so already, I'd like you to close your eyes now and just let the world fade out. And focus only on my voice. That's right. Make sure you're comfortable and know in your conscious and unconscious mind that you're safe, warm, secure. That everything will be okay. And before we start, I'd like you to ask your unconscious mind if it can just open up and allow you to make that choice of staying positive, regardless of the situation, regardless of the circumstances, that you make that choice right now to be positive, to find the positive in things, to have a positive outlook, because you can, and you know that, either consciously or unconsciously. So just take a deep breath in now and exhale. And just relax, focusing on nothing but your breath. With every breath in, you breathe in all that positivity. And with every breath out, I want you to breathe out all that pain, all that suffering, all that struggle, all that negativity. And just let it dissipate, out, gone. And in a moment, I want you to tense up your hands, make a fist now. and tense your hands. Make them tight, tight, tight. Make that fist tight, so tight. Keep squeezing, squeeze that hand right now. And as you keep squeezing, relax your hand. And you feel that relaxation run through your hand. Allow it now to move from your hand up your arms. As it moves up your arms, past your elbows, into your shoulders, feel that relaxation move all through your body, from your shoulders to your chest, from your chest all the way up into your head. Every part of your head, every part of your eyes, your forehead, your brow, your jaw softens as you relax. You allow that relaxation to run through your chest down to your stomach. You realize your heartbeat is slowing down. Your breaths are becoming deeper as you relax. That relaxation can run down from your hips to your knees. Down your calves, just feel them relax. All the way down from your head to your shoulders, to your hips, to your toes. Every part of your body. Just relax. Feeling that heart rate slow down, all the way down to that calm, safe, trance state of relaxation. You feel happy, you feel healthy, you feel terrific. It's just like that moment just before you wake up or just before you go to sleep. And we all know that time, don't we? It's like the room is alive, isn't it? It's holding you there, safe, warm and secure. That's right. And just allow yourself to drift down now. Deep, deep down, all the way down to that beautiful trance state of relaxation. And with every number I count down, you can double that relaxation. 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 7, 6, let your unconscious mind take over. Your other mind can wander, your conscious mind can go to wherever it needs to go. But allow your unconscious mind to open up and listen to all these positive suggestions and let them integrate in your conscious and unconscious mind into every part of your daily habits from this day on. I want you to imagine now you're walking along the beach. You can feel the sand on your toes and the sun in the sky. There's a gentle breeze with the smell of that salty air. As you listen to those waves just gently crashing. As you're walking along that beach, feeling happy, feeling like this is that perfect day to be out doing what you're doing right now. In the distance, see an old man just sitting, watching those waves roll in. He invites you over and you take him up on that invitation. You sit next to this wise old man. You go to ask him a question, but he cuts you off. "Before I answer anything for you, you must throw these 8 stones into the ocean. And as you throw these stones into the ocean, I want you to imagine them sinking deep down to the bottom where they will rest peacefully." So you pick the first stone up and you throw it as far as you can. 8. And as it hits the water, you imagine it floating down, down, down to the ocean's floor. The next stone, 7. Again, imagining it as it floats all the way down. 6. Then 5. Then 4. Each time, thinking about that stone going through that water, almost like to a different world, to a different state, where it gently drifts down, all the way down. 5, 4, both those stones just drifting deeper and deeper down. 3, 2, again imagining those stones just drifting down. As you pick up that last stone, you throw it gently into that water, to the deepest part of the ocean, and you imagine it must take some time, almost like it's weightless, just slowly, gracefully drifting down, down, down into that beautiful trance-like state, all the way down to the ocean's floor, knowing that when it rests there it feels good and it's open to those suggestions. You turn around again to that old man. He says, "Before you speak, let me answer your question." You wait in anticipation, the old man starts to tell you. "It's a choice we all have. It may not be simple, but it is very, very easy. Every cloud has that silver lining. You can look at that glass and say it's half full. You can look at this half empty. But either way, it's a glass filled with water and it will nourish you. We all have the choice to see the positive. We all have those choices. See what we're grateful for. Whether you're rushing to be somewhere and you miss either the train, bus, or taxi, you can see the positive of maybe having some exercise or taking that moment to realize how grateful you are to be in a situation when you can afford those things. Because we all have those choices to see the positive. You have those choices. You choose to see what's positive. You choose to see gratitude. And you make those choices and you enjoy those choices because they change the way you think. And if they change the way you think, they change the way you act. And that is how you can impact others. Positivity is a gift. It is a gift not only you give yourself, but you can give to others at any time. And it is free, completely free. And if you give that gift to someone, they can return that gift by giving it to someone else. And that's how you pay it forward. And that's how you create a utopia. Because even the most harsh, the most hurtful, the most negative things, you can find a positive outcome or a positive thought in, as long as you look, as long as you make that choice to look. And knowing this, you integrate it into every part of your conscious and unconscious mind, into every part of your daily habits from this day forward. And you look into that wise old man's eyes. You feel so grateful for this conversation. And you start to think about your own stresses and your own pressures in life right now. And then you start to realize how grateful you are to be in the position to not only have those pressure and stresses, but know that you have the tools and resources to be able to survive them, get through them, and thrive from them. You can see the positive in what you have with them right now. And that, for you, is so beautiful. Understanding that your mind is changing, the way you think is changing, the way you understand things is changing right now. Because you can find the positive, you can see the positive and gratitude in everything that happens from this day forward, from this moment on, from this second forward. Whether it be a day, a week, a month, a year, a decade into the future, you can see that gratitude. You can see that positive outcome from even the harshest of things. Just take a moment now and search through your current circumstances and really see all those positive attributes and all those things for you to be grateful for now. You have so much to be positive and grateful for. Whether it be friends or family, work, health, love, money, whatever it is, you know. know what you have an abundance of. You know what you are grateful for and what you are positive about. Because from this day forward, you can find the positive in any situation given. You can find the gratitude in any situation. You do it easily, you do it effortlessly, you do it without even realizing from this day forward. Because you find that positive in any situation, you find gratitude in everything. And you realize that that's a gift, not only for yourself, but a gift you can give to others. And again, you realize how beautiful that is, that you can find the positive through any situation, no matter how negative it is. You can find the gratitude through everything you have and everything you will have, because you have a positive outlook on life from this day forward. And you integrate that into every part of your conscious and unconscious mind from this day forward, every part of your daily habits from now on. You'll see the positive in everything. You'll find gratitude in everything. You'll still have times that are hard, you'll still have struggles, but you'll be able to look at them from a different point of view, from a point of view of positivity and gratitude. That is a gift, not only for yourself, but a gift you can give others. Because you are positive, because you are grateful. Because you know how much you have to be grateful for. Because you can see the positivity in everything that happens. And you know that's a gift. Not only for yourself, but a gift you can give others. And you realize you're so grateful for having the conversation with that wise old man. And you realize how much of a positive impact that will have on your life, and not just your life, but your family's life, your friend's life, people you come in contact. You realize how that positivity will affect them for such a good way that excites you. I'm so grateful to have that. And as you say your goodbyes, turn around and start walking down that beautiful, warm beach. Just happy to be there, grateful to be there, knowing that it's such a beautiful day. The smell of the salt in the air, hearing those waves crashing and feeling the sand underfoot. And then you see these five steps. And these five steps are there for one thing and one thing only. To integrate all of these suggestions in your conscious and unconscious mind and into your daily habits from this day forward. And to bring you back to the here and now. And as you step up those steps from one to five, with every step you're going to become more awake, more conscious, until you're back into that room. Feeling happy, healthy, and terrific. One, integrating everything into your conscious, unconscious mind and into your daily habits. Two, feeling happy, healthy, and terrific about everything that you've just learned. Three, feeling your fingers and toes and being aware of the room around you. Four, feeling good. Five, opening your eyes, wide awake. And welcome back. And I hope you have a fantastic day or night.